AndersonAuctions.com. Super fast auction business. License number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Oh, we're back on the Herds Louisiana Live. We're going to come in hot today. We're going to come in quick today. We normally do our financial report to start the day, but we've got a special guest that's going to be able to give us a little time. Attorney General Jeff Landry is our guest. We've got a chance to talk to him about, as we all know, he's running for governor. There's another great candidate over at Attorney General's office, but Attorney General Jeff Landry is with us. Good afternoon, Attorney General.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Man, great to have you. Appreciate you getting us, squeezing us in. Uh-oh, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
All right. Well, somebody left, but it wasn't you, so that's all that mattered. Look, I heard we had a little news breaking today, maybe a special endorsement. Did I hear right?
Yes. I mean, I'm going to tell you probably one of the most humble endorsements I could achieve. We got today from the Louisiana Chefs Association, and of course, you know, it really is humbling because as someone who started out as a police officer, worked my way on as a sheriff's deputy, worked in a jail, and understood the value of the Louisiana Sheriff's Association and the important role that sheriffs play in keeping our state safe, it really is. It's humbling. And over the last 8 years, we've worked consistently with those agencies, both police chiefs and sheriffs, you know, as we battled what now has become basically a crime epidemic in this state. And so it was extremely humbling. They met today and they voted to endorse us. And of course, you know, that has been a very important endorsement over the years in election cycle after election cycle. I mean, those sheriffs have a tremendous amount of respect inside of their parishes because they are the chief legal officer of their parish. And so, again, it was humbling. I look forward to working with them to make Louisiana safe.
Oh, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a really to have your finger on the pulse of the Louisiana voter because the sheriffs are grinding out local government, giving us law enforcement where they can, and they really have a feel for what the state needs and what its people need. So that's great news. I know your candidacy also includes the recognition that we just have crime too high in the state of Louisiana and that we have to do something to stop it's so arbitrary, it's so vicious, and it's so repetitive with the criminals that we have. I know some of it's juvenile that we need to, juvenile crime. Maybe those that are too mean as juveniles, but realize they get a special pass because of age. It's going to be a management problem for the next governor. How do you see how to address our crime problems in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Shreveport? I wanted to mention one fact to you, you probably already have this one. Caddo Parish had 47 murders last year. They've already had 49 murders this year. They're barely halfway through the year, and they already have more murders now than they had in the last year's 12 months. So what can the governor do to help us and to help the local law enforcement with that?
Well, the governor, unfortunately, can do a whole lot more than I can do as Attorney General. It's one of the reasons that we run in. Look, we were the only statewide elected official who warned the legislature and the governor that if they went ahead and enacted some of the laws that they would do in tinkering with our criminal justice system, that we would have a problem. And lo and behold, some 6 years later, we've got a problem. And when you name all three of those cities, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Shreveport, those cities, unfortunately, are in the top 10 most dangerous cities in the country. But I can tell you this, for folks in New Orleans, our first focus is to make sure you can go pump gas in New Orleans with as the governor. I mean, we are absolutely going to get crime under control in that city. We're going to have a crime session. It's going to be first thing we do, first order of business. We're going to increase the truth and transparency in our criminal justice system. You know, we tried to pass a bill this year to have some transparency inside the system so we can figure out who we need to hold accountable and who we need to thank when they're doing their job the right way. And so we've got a number of things that we can do. We can do a lot more as the governor than we've been able to do as the attorney general. We're bumped up against every authority we have here to get crime under control. And so I can tell you that we're the only candidate in this race who has law enforcement experience and business experience, has been an economic development director. We can absolutely address both the crime and the economic problems here in the state.
Well, let me ask you this. I understand I've only got you for 14 minutes, so I better hit the high points. We've got out-migration. I mean, to me, the out-migration is the cancer, but we've got it for a reason. We've got to stop this out-migration. I know I've heard you say you are one of those. When I first became an adult in this state, we had 8 congressmen. We have 6, and we may go down to 5, which means, unlike all our other states, we've not only not grown, we've literally, in absolute numbers, shrunk. What can we do to bring back all our Louisiana children? All mine are out of state. I got them in Texas, Florida, and Arkansas, and I want them home. I want my grandchildren home. What can we do to give them those business opportunities that they want? And they'll come back here if we can make this economy work. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, we've got to focus on 3 things to position this state to start attracting people. Number one, we just talked about it, crime.
Right.
You're not going to attract or keep anyone unless you can make the, I mean, again, if you can't even go pump gas in New Orleans, you think you want to stay there? I mean, really and truly. I mean, we've got to fix education. And I mean, we have to do it in a way that makes some sense. Meaning we need to go back to the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. We've got to put parents back in charge. We've got to ensure that teachers are respected and that teachers are not social workers. They're actually teachers out there supposed to be teaching our kids how to think, not what to think. And so when you do those things, and we haven't even addressed infrastructure needs, overall tax reform, those are all things that we have to get to. But again, if we don't address crime and education and then focus on the businesses and industries and the men and women who built this state and work and ask them how we retain those businesses in the state, how we expand the industries that built the state, then you're never going to get that economy to grow. People keep leaving.
Yep. That's really, you know, I've looked at it and I believe that we can cut taxes and thereby, as our economic growth program is to grow us who are here. Yes, we want to supplement it. We want to bring in others, but we need a way to grow us who want to be Louisianians. And look, let me say this. I only got about a little less than a minute. Tell us how people can get a hold of your campaign if they want to get on board and help Jeff Landry make this a better state, and let us know what it is that they need to know why they need to be with you on this campaign.
Well, look, we want everyone to get on Team Landry. And to do that, you can go to jefflandry.com. We've got an action button there. Please get involved in this campaign. This is not my campaign. It's actually your campaign. I tell people I'm not running for governor. We run it for governor. And I think if we take that attitude and we tackle those issues, we can absolutely turn this state around. And so, I appreciate your time this afternoon, and thank you so very much. Appreciate everyone's vote.
Man, thanks for coming on board. We've got to take a break. That was our Attorney General, Jeff Landry, our candidate for governor of Louisiana. This is Herds Louisiana Live, and we'll be right back right after this break. Stop making love to you.
these parts.
Pass will go out there and it's intercepted.
The game of football.
Hammered back at the 29-yard line.
Is old.
Caught at the 15-yard line. 10, 5.
The Rage.
Touchdown, Louisiana.
It means everything. It really does.
This is your radio home for Louisiana Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
It's the great WGSO 990 AM Flamethrower. We're glad to be here. Paul Hurd is your host, our special guest. We got him in. We got him out. The man's got lots on his calendar, but he was kind enough to give us a quarter of an hour to let us hear from him, know how the campaign is going. It's just getting started. We've got some other materials we're going to talk about with other candidates before the show's over today. But we, as usual, we're going to start with our financial report, and then we'll go from there into some local politics, gubernatorial politics, and some state business developments, things that are going on positive. That's what this show's all about. This is a Louisiana business and government show for Louisiana citizens. Let your friends, relatives know at 4 o'clock. They get on. We'll always give them a good summary of what happened in the national markets, and then we'll come on down and talk about the business of New Orleans. We'll talk about the business of Louisiana, and then the politics. And I really, not just the politics, the governmental activity, the good news, the bad news, that our government is taking different actions, and we want to know about them. We want to talk about them. But look, let's do our financial report. You're always welcome to call our Louisiana Excellence Hotline at 504 556-9696. We'd love to have you. But let's do the – we'll get to the financial report, and we'll start moving along on today's show. That was a great start. The Dow Jones did not have as good a day. He closed at 34,765, which was down 180 points. It's a 0.5%. It doesn't sound as bad if you just say 0.5% compared to 180 points. Sounds like a lot, and I guess it's a number that's big enough that it makes you wince a little bit, but that's what happened in the Dow. You'll see all of these indexes are down. NASDAQ closed at 13,474. That's down 156 points. It's down because it's obviously a smaller number. That's down more than 1%. It's 1.15% down in a day. And then lastly, the S&P closed at 44,004. I keep wanting that 4,400 to be its floor. Let's hope we have a better day tomorrow, but we're right down sitting on the floor at 4,404. That's down 33 points. That's down 0.75%. The market, what's happening is that the market thinks that rates are going to go up, and with them going up, what's going to happen is it's putting more pressure on the banks, the not mega banks, but all the mid-cap banks. And so what's happening is it's their bank stock that's going down because they can't lend the money out at a higher rate fast enough to make up for the cost of their deposits. That's, they buy money with your deposit. They sell money as a loan. And so if they're buying it from you at 3% and they can invest it at 5%, they're making money. But if they're buying it at 5% and the loans are at 3%, they're losing money. And what they're afraid of is the rates are going up so quickly they can't reprice their loans. That may be more banking than you need to have on a Wednesday afternoon, but that's really where we are, and that's what really hit the stock markets hard. And here's why. Today's two-year Treasury bill closed at 4.98. It was 4.9-something yesterday as well, but it was up a bit, a 2 basis points, which is very little, but the 30 closed at 4.36. That gives you a solid 0.62 inverse curve in your yield. That's holding it up pretty high, and it really shows that the front end and the back end of the yield curves, the long-term money and the short-term money, the ratio's not changing. They're both ticking up. Rates are getting more expensive in the world, and that's what is scaring the stock market. Also, quite frankly, if you can get enough on a treasury bill, you don't have to risk the market. You sell your stock, you take your cash, you buy a U.S. treasury bill, and you're guaranteed a particular return. So that's the other way that, just as an alternative investment, you run money out of the market for it to go to a safer yield as those treasury bills get higher and higher. On our oil and gas, the oil closed at $82 a barrel. That was down 1.5%. It was up, you know, 83, 84, 85. But the it looks like it got up toward 85, and now it looks like it's settling back down toward 80. But everything I'm hearing on the financial reports that I turn on in the morning, and that was 8-10 hours ago. That's a decade ago, it seems like. They don't think it's going to go down below 80. They thought that it may not stay above 85, but that it's not going back down below 80. And so That's going to add to the inflation. And you start adding to the inflation number, then the Federal Reserve raises interest rates. You raise interest rates, and it starts damaging the prospects for the market. So you can see how this oil and gas increase could be the trigger that drives us up, up, up in rates and down, down, down in the market. But we'll see. Natural gas closed at 2.59, at basically 2.6. That's down a little bit. If you remember, we got up to 2.7, 2.8. We may have hit 2.9 one time, but now it's drifting back down. Natural gas is an important commodity out there because it's used directly and it's used in all different types of business manufacturing. Lastly, our old Mr. Bitcoin, he's hanging in there. He's not dead, but he's not on top of the world. It closed at 29,091, still above 29,000, but 29,091, down another 57 points, down 0.2%. But the real question is whether it's going to break that floor at 29,000. We'll see how it goes. It's one of those things that you just never quite know how that's going to work out. That is, of all the things we report every day, that's one of the most volatile ones. Let me do this. I've got our caller, Mr. Matt, I think is still there. If he's there, we'll take Matt real quick. Matt, what you got? We got about 2 minutes left before we take a break. What you got this afternoon?
Well, I was wondering, had you heard anything about this BRICS currency that they're supposed to be introducing in Durban? And once that happens, if you don't have gold or silver, you automatically die.
You automatically die. What kind of currency? Your mic cut out.
The BRICS currency. It's supposed to be. They're supposed to be It's a basket of currencies that the Brazil, Russia, India, and China are supposed to be trading in, and South Africa is apparently going to join this particular party.
Yeah, and the world,
the dollar, because we've shown that we will use the dollar as a weapon.
All right, I've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about it a little bit more. Thanks for calling. Paul Hurd, your host. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
This is Annette Benning. I'd like to tell you about the Actors Fund, a nonprofit human services organization that helps everyone in performing arts and entertainment. The fund's programs foster stability and resiliency in the lives of everyone who works in film, theater, television, music, radio, and dance. These services include emergency financial assistance for those in crisis due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Please visit actorsfund.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, a Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Louisiana Radio Network News. I'm Kevin Gallagher. Three Baton Rouge area high schools were put on lockdown following a bomb threat. Baton Rouge High, Catholic High, and St. Joseph Academy are all fairly close to one another in the city. Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul says the threat came in via a suicide hotline, and no device or firearms have been found.
We have learned that a similar call was placed in the Houma area, a threat towards a school, a Denham area, a school in the Denham area, as well as a school in the New Orleans area.
The investigation into the seeming bomb threat hoax is ongoing. Republican Tim Temple, an insurance professional from DeRidder, will be your new state insurance commissioner. Temple was elected by default after the only other candidate in the race, Ascension Parish Democrat Rich Weaver, dropped out suddenly. Temple will be sworn in next January. Current insurance commissioner Jim Donlin is retiring from office and not seeking re-election. This is news from LRN.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 connects you to free, confidential, and compassionate support 24/7. When you call, text, or chat 988, a trained crisis counselor will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. Supported by the Louisiana Office of Behavioral Health.
The next time you hit the open road in Louisiana, take a closer look at who's out there with you. We're on the road in our vehicles, on our bikes, and on foot. And we need to respect each other. We all have the right to be on the road. In fact, it's Louisiana law. When you are in a vehicle, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and crosswalks. Follow the law and respect your fellow travelers. Paid for by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
So join Major League Baseball and stand up to cancer.
As we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
I'm Jordana Brewster.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
I'm Matt Damon. And cancer has in some way touched all of us.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. or Ringside, Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, we'll unveil our new Ringside Politics Parody of the Week. We'll discuss the hot topics with Josh Bernstein, our Ringside All-Star, and we'll visit with Louisiana candidate for Governor Stephen Wagespack and get his platform and vision for the state. All of that and more right here on Ringside. Side from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
We're back. Glad to be here on a hump day. If there were there's certain ads in your life that you just can't forget, and that ad about hump day by that big old camel waddling down that aisle at work, they all give you a visual impression that you can't let go of. So we're all glad to be here on hump day with Paul Hurd's Louisiana Live, and we're bringing it to you. Give us a call on 504-556-9696. If you've got a topic about our city, our state, that's what we're here for, and glad to talk about it. Look, I'm going to move on we got the finances out of the way. We're going to talk a little bit more in a minute about state finances, but the campaign is on, and this is a little bit like a 15-round heavyweight battle. You've got Jeff Landry, who we just got the word from. You've also got John Schroeder, who is presently the treasurer, who is running for governor. We've got Steve Wagaspak, and we've got something on him in a little bit on something that he said. So we're going to try to do a little bit of a play-by-play. The one thing that I want to do, and I think we need to do, and that is we've elected this state by every sign, every poll will tell you it is a overwhelmingly conservative, family-oriented, conservative voting state, and yet we've elected Governor Edwards twice now, who is a lot of things, but he's not family-oriented, he's not conservative, he's a Washington, D.C. wokester, and each time we did that, we did it in this state because the Republicans had many candidates, just like we do now, and those candidates vying amongst themselves made more and more personal attacks, more and more vicious attacks on one another, so much so that instead of after the primary is over and one wins, usually a Democrat, if there's a Democrat in the race, can make the playoff, make the runoff, and I think that may very well be the case this time, but there'll be one Republican make it. But what we've done the last decade, the last two gubernatorial elections, is that it's been so vicious among the Republicans that those who have lost, instead of being able to say, all right, it was a fair fight, but I know who won, and I still would rather have them than the other candidate, what has happened is just the opposite, and that is feelings were hurt so bad that the side that loses between the conservative Republicans and the more moderate Republicans, whichever group's candidate didn't win, the other group stays home. And all that does is it allows the candidate that neither wanted and to come in, and that was Governor Edwards. He did it once against Vitter. They got vicious, and Jay Darden and another Republican that ran as well, they got their feelings hurt when Vitter won, and so they went over and endorsed Edwards, got him elected the first time. Second time, Abraham and Rasponi were fighting it out for the more conservative spot, and some of the stuff that Rasponi did, unfortunately, really was viewed as personal and vicious by the Abraham supporters, and they didn't show up at the election. And again, John Bel Edwards wins because the Republicans had split themselves. And so I think what you're going to find, and the reason I'm going in a minute going to go through this stuff, is there's going to be tete-a-tete between Republican candidates, but the Republican Party, our Republican congressional delegation, is really trying to make sure that all the Republicans play inside the rope and don't get outside and attack each other personally, because at the end of the day, all we do is hand it over to somebody else. Look, I've got pro-life protector out there, I think. Come on. Whistleblower, I'm sorry. Well, come on in here and let me know what you got today.
Yeah, I'm the Cajun pro-life whistleblower. But listen, I want to thank you for having on Jeff Landry today, most definitely. You know, anybody, just about anybody, would be better than Snake Eyes Edwards that pretends to be, you know, pro-life when he's actually pro-death. Because look at the guy. He's trying to pardon 57 cold-blooded killers. You know, they perhaps have snake eyes just like him, all 57 of them. And one of them, from what I understand, is a female. So, you know, this guy's a snake. He's exactly opposite of what he claims to be. You know, there's two people that I like. I like Jeff Landry. He's the one I'm voting for. There's also a guy named, you know, Hunter Landry, I think. Hunter something.
No, Hunter Lundy. L-U-N-D-Y.
Hunter Lundy. Yep. I'm impressed with what he says, and he seems to be telling the truth. I think he's sincere. And, you know, I can tell, you know, when somebody's sincere by hearing their voice. And I can tell if they're evil or not by looking into their eyes. And I can tell you right now, John Bel Edwards is evil. He's definitely evil. Again, I want to thank you so much for having him on today. And invite Hunter Lundy on sometime if you get a chance. And I'll be listening, you know. I love to listen to your show.
If you've got a contact, I appreciate you listening. If you've got a contact out there, I've tried to sort of reach out. And look, those guys are so busy, they're hard to get a hold of. But I'd love to have Hunter Lundy on as well. He needs his time. He needs his opportunity. I'm just going to tell you, I'm not – if one of the problems that Louisiana has is we have – for some reason, our tort system, which is the direct result of why our car insurance is so high and our hazard insurance is so high, there's something wrong with our tort system in that it not only protects people that are injured, it protects a lot of other people as well. It's more of a slot machine than it is a machine looking for justice. And look, he's an advocate for it. I just think that what you're going to find is what I don't see from anybody other than Landry and maybe Schroeder is that any of them recognize what can we do strategically, and you heard me ask Attorney General Landry, what can we do to make this state acceptable? I mean, it's like going out on a date and nobody asks you to dance. Everybody says, no, I'd rather, if I'm going to invest my life, I'd rather invest my life and go to the dance with Texas or Florida or Arkansas or South Carolina or Tennessee. And the common denominator is they bit the bullet and did away with personal income taxes and said, you come to our state and we'll let you work hard and we'll let you keep what you earn. And we will not take it as income taxes. We'll take it, we'll make a reasonable sales tax, we'll make a reasonable property tax. And even Texas in the last month, their property taxes were yielding too much money. What did our legislature do with a $2 billion surplus? They spent it on their favorite project. What did Texas do with the same opportunity? They lowered taxes. We had enough money. We could have paid it in. There was a statute already on the books. If all we would have done is save it, not spend it, save it and put it in the rainy day trust fund, every one of us would have gotten an income tax cut because the state chose to save. And we did not. And I do believe Jeff Landry's got the mind and the ability, the managerial ability to figure out how to make this state a place people want to come to. And look, I appreciate the call. We're gonna go over a couple of little things going on with the governor's race when we get back, and maybe a couple other things dealing with our economy, and the big lie. In fact, I may move that up to the top of the pile. We need to talk about the big lie that you're going to be told for the next 2 years. This is Paul Hurd, your host, Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot. Go get a friend. Come on back, and let's finish this last segment up in just a couple of minutes.
Pick a toy, pick a joy, son of a gun, can't have me fun on the divide.
When politicians handcuff the police instead of criminals, we have a problem. This is Jeff Landry. As an experienced former police officer and sheriff's deputy, I will defend, not defund, our police. Serving as your Attorney General, I've helped take hundreds of criminals off the street. I have seen the need for change, and I will lead. As your governor, I will reverse failed policies that are driving crime, bring truth and transparency to criminal justice, and help stop crime before it happens. To protect jobs and grow wages, we must have safety and security. Keeping kids out of crime starts with reforming our education system. The solution is not more liberal politics, but action. If you agree, join our campaign at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Millions plan for retirement online. Estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
I've had my fair share of bruises and injuries, but for many who put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane has created a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving animals. For help, please go to AmericanHumane.org.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, The Beat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
We're back for our final segment. We're so glad to be here. WGSO 990 AM. The community flamethrower brings you what's right for this community. Look, I wanted to mention, again, it's Paul Hurd. If you've got you a civic group, if you've got a Republican or a political group or a business group, have speech, will travel. So if you'd like a little entertainment, a little bit of business, a little bit of pleasure, a little bit of what the politics are doing today and how we can prosper from it and keep them straight, please send me an email at herd@wgso.com. We'd be glad to bring you a little speech, bring you a little information. We'd be glad to entertain everybody, and I'll do it for a piece of fried fish and a little bit of French fries. So whatever we can do, we'll be glad to do it. And a little bit of sweet tea will make the day. Look, let's go over a little bit. I did want to mention some of the gubernatorial things that are going on real quickly. John Schroeder, our treasurer, presently running for governor. He's got a new idea. This one was I sort of thought was funny, but I thought, he's recognizing a problem, and as governor, what he has said is if he's elected governor, he's going to open gubernatorial governor offices, satellite offices in Shreveport, as well as in Baton Rouge, so that he has an office outside of Baton Rouge in the northern end of the state. He recognizes that much of the northern end of the state, that's anything above I-10 proper. I'm not even sure if Florida Avenue isn't part of North Louisiana. There's an awful lot of us up here that know that y'all are down there. And but John Schroeder has recognized that, and he said he's also going to have an office in Alexandria, Houma, and Monroe just to try to spread his presence as governor throughout the state and try to bring the state together. I think it's a great comment. I'm not sure if I know what problem that will solve, but I'm glad he recognizes that the folks in Shreveport have a lot in common with the folks in St. Tammany, and the people in Houma have a lot in common with the people in Monroe, Alexandria. We're the same state. We need to do better. So anyway, I thought that's a little tidbit off the gubernatorial campaign trail. The next one is about, remember, who do we have? We've got Landry, Schroeder. Then you've got Mr. Lundy, who I'm a little bit, I'd love to get him on the show. I'd love to talk to him. But I'm a little bit skittish of him because I'm not sure that he's not just he's a great trial lawyer. I'm afraid he's a great actor. I think he does it for a living, and I'm not knocking it. I'm a lawyer. When you go in and you do a trial, you got to help the judge, help the jury feel what you're trying to communicate. And he's very effective at a voice presentation that has a little bit of whimper, a little bit of defiance in it, but I don't know what's in his gut. I don't know if he could make a hard choice to make this state better. And it's easy to feel for people. It's harder. Tough love is often the most effective thing and the thing we have the least. So we'll see. But we've got Landry, we've got Lundy, we've got Schroeder. Then you've got maybe Wagispack. And the only reason Wagispack to me is included is because he's got money out of D.C. Congressman Garrett Graves is his buddy. Garrett Graves helped him, Wags, raise money out of these PAC groups and these lobby groups out of D.C. He's not raising, you know, his big numbers are not from here. They're from D.C. And he was the chief of staff in the general administration. To me, this would be a little bit like taking Jerry DiNardo, whose last year at LSU, he was, I think, 3-8, 3-7, and rehiring him as your football coach. He was the chief of staff for Jindal, and that was a debacle because that administration thought it was smarter than the voters and the citizens and the working businesses of Louisiana. They wanted to treat us like mushrooms, feed us fertilizer, and keep us in the dark. Well, he realizes he's way back. Landry is almost at 40%. Sean Wilson is at 25. Well, that's 40 plus 25 gets you to 65. That, and you've got three or four candidates carving up that last third. 10% won't get you anywhere. And that's where Wagispack is. He's at 6, 8, 10. So he's starting to spend his money. Bring that DC money in here. And he's starting to run two different ads. And he's going to start trying to talk ugly about the other candidates and promise that he's an outsider. He was the chief of staff with Jindal. While Jindal was replaced by Governor Edwards, Wagispack became the manager, the executive director of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. There's nobody more on the inside than the head lobbyist for the biggest lobby in Louisiana. I don't know how he believes that he's an outsider when he has been inside in all the most important meetings that have occurred in this state in the last 10 years. It's a status quo vote. If you like how things are and you want to just let things keep going, Steve Wagaspak is your kind of guy. The numbers don't get him there. We're going to see how these ads do. One of them, he tries to be the insider. The other one, he sort of tries to stress that some of the other candidates are mean and ugly and aren't playing fair. So we'll see. But we'll see, because if he doesn't, all he's got is money. And if his money can't move his numbers, his number will start dropping. Because at that point, the people will look at him, kick the tires, and say, I don't want to drive that gubernatorial car. So that's sort of where he's at. That's an interesting development. It's going to occur. Watch your TVs, listen to your radio, and you'll see that that's going on. Next thing I wanted to mention real quick, and I'm going to do this over and over. There's two things I hate about the lies that were told out of Baton Rouge by the legislature and this governor, and all they want is more tax money, more tax money, and more tax money. You are going to hear for the next 2 years that we have a fiscal cliff coming, that we're going to be okay next year. And then after that, we're going to be $400 million short, a half a billion dollars short in our budget. It's a lie. It's a lie. I've got an article from the group called Center Square. They put it out. We're going to talk about it more tomorrow. But what they're saying is, if we raise our spending another half a billion dollars, $500 million, then yes, we're short if we let a sales tax roll off. What they're trying to do is find ways to spend that money so we don't get it. It generated a $2 billion surplus. We're going to talk about it more. Do not believe there's a fiscal cliff. Louisiana's got too much money, not too little. This is Paul Hurd, your host, Louisiana Live, coming in hot. Be here at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll knock it out of the park once again. Well,
wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
It's Jeff Pruehr. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM.